Okay, so we start with this question. What is the difference between aspiration and ambition? Mother says ambition is not good, correct? Not only not good, it is dangerous. So, ambition is where I want my little self to bloat up like a bubble. Aspiration is where I exceed my little self towards something greater and greater and greater. So ambition is, I may go to temple every day, I may do the puja every day, I may sit in meditation every day, but all the time it is all about me and myself. Aspiration is when it is about the divine. I may be walking on the road, we may be just maybe sitting in the house having food, but deep within there is this urge, this longing, this seeking, this thirst, this hunger for the divine. We may not use the word as divine, but we just feel stifled in this littleness. It's like a cage. There is something greater, something worth seeking, something worth giving a life for. When we do that, then it is aspiration. Aspiration is something which is always going up. So we may turn to the divine with ambition. Meaning thereby, I want the divine to fulfill all my desires, all my wishes. Divine is like a wish-fulfilling tree to make me succeed, become the CEO, earn a lot of money, etc., etc. The divine may do it. Why would the divine do it if it is bad? Sometimes certain lessons are learned the hard way. Mother was asked, why does the divine make the asuras succeed? And she said, because it's the fastest way to. After some time you begin to see. And then the game changes. Often when people, in the beginning you go to Pondicherry and whatever you're wishing, it is coming true. Whatever you're thinking, that is happening. Even to that extent that you wish ki, I wish aaj ye khane mein mil jata, and you get that. So this is one aspect of the divine where he gives. It's the first bhakti, no? Arth and artharthi. But the real bhakti begins when it is jnani, jigyasu and the jnani. So the divine allows it because it's a evolutionary necessity at some point of time. He allows us to go through that phase, but when the time comes that we are no more satisfied with ourselves just as we are, we begin to see how hollow all this is. That's when real spiritual life begins. So then obviously ambition is a big hurdle, because on one side I want to ascend and discover greater and greater self. I'm putting it in more technical terms, or I want to be filled with the divine within me. But at the same time, something in me is reinforcing my small self, my little self. So it is obviously dangerous, because one may topple or burst, or any kind of thing may happen. So in that sense, yes, ambition is dangerous when we take to spiritual life seriously. Like what happened to Ravana. This is not to say that, so from tomorrow I will not have any ambition. No. We have to decide what we really want. And there is a passage. It's not like today I have read this and it drops. So desires will come, ambition will come because of the past momentum. What do we do with that? I'm supposed to practice nishkam karma, but desires are coming. So I offer the karma and the desire also to the Divine Mother. And if things don't go the way I was expecting or wanting them, then I practice equanimity and continue with my trust in the Divine. This is the practical approach. Because it may not happen. It's today I read and tomorrow I'll wake up and I'll be free from desires and ambition. It doesn't work out like that. That means there is a long passage when we have to persevere, maybe fall 100 times, but we should be willing to get up 101 times. That's how Mother puts it. So that's why perseverance, endurance, faith, through it all is so required. And then a time comes when first it begins to become lesser and lesser and lesser. And then one day it vanishes, like the story of Vibhishan. You know how he became vegetarian, no? Right? No? Okay. When Vibhishan comes to Ayodhya, everybody is troubled. Why? All the monkeys, the Vanara, they say, Lord Ram, you are God, but this is not done. You have brought Vibhishan here. He is a non-vegetarian pakka. He is, after all, Dattikul. He is going there. There are no non-veg restaurants in Ayodhya. So we are afraid of our life. He may catch hold of one of us, make meat and finish. So Ram says, don't worry. Has any of you monkeys, your number has gone down? He says, no, not so far. He says, then don't worry. But they keep a watch and they see one day Vibhishan feels the urge. He goes on the outskirts, sees nobody is around, picks up a rabbit and there it goes. See, that fellow. Go back and tell Ram. Ram, once again, any of you has number is missing? No. Our number is fine. Go back. Next time again, he feels the urge and Ayodhya is like, zero tolerance to meat eating. Very advanced those days. Huh? Now we are talking about organic. No non-veg restaurant. So he once again goes, takes a rabbit, but this time he feels, he doesn't get taste in it. Again, third time he vomits. Fourth time, thinking of eating a rabbit makes him vomit. So there is a process. By reading a book, it doesn't mean that immediately we change. So the desire also has to be offered at the feet of the Divine, even while you are going through it. So here there is a state when we have a desire and we are unable to master it. That's why Mother says, don't say, let thy will be done. If you are inside, you're not ready for it. You have a desire, tell me your desire. So when we tell our desire to the Divine Mother, then what happens? She will lead us through her own way. Maybe she'll satisfy it one day. Maybe the other day she will slowly, it will seem that desire is fulfilled, but we are unhappy. Then third time she will make us feel inside, should I, shouldn't I? Fourth time there is strength to reject the desire. And that's how the nature changes. It doesn't change in one day. But aspiration invariably means going beyond my little self or what I think of as myself and my life towards something greater, higher, further, in one word, toward the Divine. And ambition is, this little self I want to strengthen by gathering things around, people around, objects around and comforts around. So that's the basic difference. Again, aspiration doesn't mean I'll start living life of a recluse. No, it doesn't mean that. But it's an inner state where one is seeking the Divine. If you want to use the word desire, okay, but this is a desire that liberates us from all other desires. If you want to put it like that. But desire is invariably a restless movement because it is at the same level. And aspiration is something which ascends from where we are to something where we would be, can be, want to be inwardly. So that's what is aspiration. Semantics doesn't matter. You want to call it like when somebody asked Sri Aurobindo, why does the Divine sometimes fulfill our desires? He says, so that one day you will start desiring him who is fulfilling your desires. How to grow out of all attachments? By becoming attached to the divine. So automatically, you have raised your yardstick so much. After that, any human attachment will seem coming down so many steps below. It doesn't mean you have to leave people, you have to abandon. No, none of this. Shubhendu's one of the aphorisms that this world was so perfectly created. For what? To commit adultery with God. So the world is like a husband to which we owe our duty. But secretly the soul is in love with its divine paramour. So that's the approach.